Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Change Radio News. Today is Monday, 9 February 2026. The news is read by Rutendo Chinzara. Here are the news headlines. Activist Kudzai Sarowaka killed in South Africa. Marange residents dump coffin at military base. Police-based major eco-cash fraud syndicate in Chitungwiza. And now for the news in detail. Zimbabwean activist Kudzai Weston Sarowaka was found dead with gunshot wounds in Pretoria on February 7th, a day after the death in exile of fellow reform advocate Blessed Geza. His brother, former MP Trevor Sarowaka, alleges a political assassination. The Zimbabwean government denies involvement, calling the claims unfounded and linking the death to South Africa's high crime rate. Friends say Sarowaka left Zimbabwe last October after receiving threats. South African police are investigating. The killing of Kudzai Sarowaka has heightened fears among Zimbabwean activists living in exile, particularly in South Africa. U.S.-based pro-democracy campaigner Freeman Chari claimed on social media that Sarowaka was assassinated for political reasons, a view echoed by several opposition figures. Opposition leaders, including Douglas Monzora and former CCC MP Gladys Hashayo, described the killing as suspicious and warned that it may signal growing risks for Zimbabwean critics outside the country. The Sarowaka killing has revived memories of past attacks on Zimbabwean activists, including the disappearance of journalist Itai Dzamara in 2015. The killing of opposition activist Tondera Indira in 2008 and the abduction and murder of CCC activist Pastor Tafumani Masaya in 2023. Human rights groups say unresolved cases continue to fuel fears and mistrust, while authorities maintain that such incidents are not politically motivated. A video circulating on social media shows a tense standoff in Marange between local residents and soldiers following the death of a man popularly known as Marco Polo. The man is alleged to have been assaulted by members of the army. Community members reportedly carried his body to a nearby military base, demanding answers and accountability. The Zimbabwe Defense Forces have previously faced accusations of torture and excessive use of force in civilian areas, including during security operations in Marange. Though authorities have often denied wrongdoing, the latest incident has renewed concerns over military conduct and human rights, with residents calling for an independent investigation. The situation remains tense and the army has yet to issue an official statement. Police have arrested 11 suspects in Chitungwiza for allegedly running a large-scale eco-cash fraud syndicate that stole more than US$61,000 from unsuspecting mobile money users. The suspects, aged between 21 and 26, were arrested on February 4, and 5 following a follow-the-money investigation by CID Homicide Harare. Police say the group impersonated Econet Zimbabwe, sending fraudulent messages promising free data. Victims were tricked into sharing one-time passwords, giving the suspects access to their EcoCash wallets. Authorities recovered property worth about US$22,000, including vehicles, mobile phones, SIM cards, cash, and household goods. Some proceeds were allegedly invested in cryptocurrency. CID spokesperson Detective Inspector Rachel Motewere urged the public not to share OTPs or click on suspicious links. Investigations are continuing. Political commentator and analyst Gilbert Sipaza has defended President Nelson Chamisa's statement that there is no constitution to defend. Sipaza says the remarks should not be taken literally, explaining that Chamisa was highlighting what he described as the breakdown of constitutionalism due to state capture. He argues that the ruling party ZANU-PF is already acting without regarding to constitutional limits, effectively rendering the supreme law dysfunctional in practice. Vice President Kembo Mahadi's son, Mafenya Dira Mahadi, has been accused of evicting 5 more families from Arnold Farm in Mazowe, Mashonaland Central. According to the villagers, the families were saved with eviction notices last week and their homes were later demolished, leaving them homeless. Residents say the dispute has been ongoing since 2024, with dozens of families previously displaced. Allegations of intimidation and destruction of property have also been raised. Mafe Nyadira Muhadi could not be reached for comment. Villagers in Makumbe Buhera West say a growing crisis is destabilizing their community. They accuse a local man, William Gundu, of illegally acting as a land baron, parceling out and selling communal land for cash or livestock. Traditional leaders say this violates customary law when land belongs to the ancestors and cannot be sold. They warn the violent disputes could turn deadly without government intervention. Several villagers told reporters they were pressured into paying to keep their homes out of fear of eviction. One family took the case to the High Court and won their land back last October, but tensions remain high. When contacted, Ngundu denied selling land illegally and insisted he is the rightful traditional authority calling for government intervention to resolve the dispute. Just 10 months after its official opening, a major portal has developed on High Glen Road, leading to Harare's Trababla's interchange, triggering public criticism over the quality of the US $88 million project. The Minister of Transport and Infrastructural Development says the damage was caused by a burst underground water pipe belonging to the city of Harare, not by a structural failure of the road. However, some residents have dismissed the explanation, arguing that better coordination with local authorities and service providers should have been done before construction to prevent such damage. Repairs are expected as debate continue over infrastructure standards and accountability. A cholera outbreak has been reported in Rushinga District, with health officials attributing the cases to flooding originating from neighboring Mozambique. Public health experts are calling for stronger cross-border cooperation and proactive health surveillance systems to prevent the spread of waterborne diseases. High Court Judge Justice PC Raikwenda is under investigation by the Judicial Service Commission following allegations of inappropriate communication with a married court clerk. The JSC says investigations are ongoing and no conclusions have been reached. And in news from local communities, hundreds of citizens gathered in Bigita to bid farewell to Thomas Vidzai, a committed activist and champion of change. The funeral was attended by Chirezi Central MP Rupafadzo Makumire, who told mourners to await President Nelson Chamisa's upcoming announcement on the new political movement. Let's hear him as he speaks.
Uri ya bruru wedu tizai ya taunga nilapano yoti na matambudziko kuhama nishamwari nechita chose cho uno na ndisi nge mpiwo uno kubikita kuno kwa ndidi right mpiwo kuno uno zimtoda ndidi nh kinindri mp kwa hega ramkoma nao yes saka andidi kuta ura sakanya kuanda.
In international news, South Africa has announced it will pull its forces from the United Nations peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo. President Cyril Ramaphosa's office says he has notified UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres of the decision. South Africa has contributed to the mission known as MONUSCO for 27 years and currently has over 700 soldiers deployed. The withdrawal process is set to be finalized before the end of this year. Pretoria says the move is to reallocate its defense resources but vows to continue supporting peace efforts in the region. MONUSCO has nearly 11,000 personnel in the DRC tasked with countering rebel groups in the country's volatile east. And finally, in sports news, Harare faces a major stadium shortage as the new Premier Soccer League season kicks off next month. The capital only has one usable venue, Rufaro Stadium, which is expected to host five local teams. The National Sports Stadium is under renovation and unavailable. Local alternatives such as Gwanzura and Zivarasekwa Stadiums remain in a poor state. Across the country, newly promoted sides are confirming their home venues, with Hard Rock FC set to open their new stadium in Kwekwe. The league season is scheduled to start during the weekend of March 6th. To end the news bulletin, here are the headlines once again. Activist Kudzai Sarowaka killed in South Africa. Marange residents dump coffin at military base. Police-based major eco-cash fraud syndicate in Stungwiza. And that concludes our bulletin for today. We thank you for listening. From myself, Rutendo Chinzara, and the entire team at Change Radio, we wish you a good night.